Hi and welcome. This is Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, where your passion meets God's purpose. I believe God created you for a purpose. So why not purposefully live every day of your life by embracing your uniqueness and walking in the fullness of who Christ created you to be? Hey, y'all. So listen, this is your girl. This is Latrice Bartley with Purposefully Living. And I am so excited to just share this little, I guess this will be a little inspiration, y'all. This is so raw. I know you're not going to believe it, but I have no paper in front of me and I don't really use paper. If the truth be told, I do not have my iPad, and y'all know I live with my iPad, but I just wanted to come on and encourage someone. This is so raw. And I just felt like I'm just going to deliver it from my heart. Yeah. So listen, first of all, let's get some housekeeping out the way. I miss y'all. I miss Mindset Monday. Y'all know it's brewing. I done already recorded an episode, but I appreciate you giving me this time. Now, you know I was going to take it regardless, but either way, I am so appreciative because I know you understand the goal, you understand what I'm doing, and I needed to take this time to really just focus and read and allow God to just download. And when I tell y'all it's been transforming, I can't even put it in words, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about you and tell you how much I miss you, hence me being on here. And I had to give you a little bit of encouragement. Now, the housekeeping. You are going to notice from the podcast, if you've been on the YouTube channel, you can kind of already see it happening on the YouTube channel. But y'all know I have 4 seasons, so it's going to take a minute. But you will start seeing the episodes have not just an episode number, but it's going to say Get Fit Family, Get Fit Faith, Get Fit Fitness, right? And we know that's focus, intention, tenacious. So it's just when it's fitness, it's not necessarily like your body, right? Because remember, I talked about our body is in 3 parts. So it may be the fitness of your business, or it may be, you know, your physical body. So you're going to start seeing that because, again, God has been working on me and I'm trying to get more and more efficient. I want to serve you well, right? And so for new followers, or for those of you that maybe you're like, man, this has been some good stuff, but you know, you don't want to go through 4 seasons. Listen, it is what it is. I'm okay with that. It will help you because you can just sort, right? You can look for faith, or it maybe you're just needing some encouragement in family. And so in family, you'll find homeschooling and all things family. So anyway, I just wanted you to know that'll be happening. So if you see some but don't see others, just know that it's taken my team and I just a minute, okay? Because I have a lot of episodes. But now for what I came to encourage you. Y'all, today's episode is it is just raw homeschooling, but I thought it would bless you spiritually and naturally. Okay. And so I struggled with what to call it, but I am calling it You Are Your Child, and just follow me. So many of you know I homeschool 3 children, Olivia, Langston, and Miles. Olivia is going to 1st grade, Miles is going to 5th grade, Langston is going to 7th grade. I'm just going to keep going because that whole process and those grades are already bringing about emotions. Y'all, they just grow up too fast. But here's the thing. As you know, your children have unique personalities. They're all different, you know, and you how you deal with them, right? You can never favor one of the other. You might have one that's a little more like you, one a little like the father, or however that works, but you got to make sure you're kind of treating them all the same, right? But anyway, they have unique personalities. So Miles, who is, I believe, my serial entrepreneur, and I'm just kind of giving some because my kids know, and I teach this often. I'm just going to throw this out there, but we're not going into this today. I do not like to give them titles. Even in my businesses, if I told y'all what my titles was, you would probably laugh because this is all like chief empowerment officer. Like, I don't live within titles. Titles restrict. And I live to do what God has assigned for the season. And sometimes the season has multiple assignments. So, okay, we're going to just leave that there. But I just said that to say, I don't like to label them, because then I feel like you put, if I could say, pressure on them to reach that. What if they are an electrical engineer, a creative, and a wordsmith all in one? You know what I'm saying? And so let them just be. Because who they become could change by seasons and all the things. And when we get locked in, right, then we have a problem. All right. So with that said, I'm just giving some context to this story. Miles is kind of like my serial entrepreneur. He is a chef. He loves creating stories. He is an illustrator and budding illustrator. I mean, he's just the boy is like, he is one of the hardest working 10-year-olds. He can organize the heck. Like, my mom is like, I've never seen a child clean like this. He is meticulous, right? Okay. So with that said, with all these good traits, Miles is about, I don't know that we would use efficiency. He wants to get to the end. He don't want nothing to do with the process. Okay. Like, he's not about the process. Just get me to the end. Don't we all want that life? So today was a day that I'm kind of doing some work on the backside of the business. And so we've been doing like some school prep. If many of you don't know, we homeschool, like I mentioned, but we do year round homeschool. So what that looks for us is we just take weeks off. We 6 weeks on, 1 week off. And then we put whatever holidays, however it fits our schedule for the season, for the year, we plan it out, and it is what it is. Right. All right. So we're to the point where we're kind of doing our homeschool boot camp to prep for, they get proctored every year. They have a proctor that, you know, tests them every year and all of that. All right. So we're in that. And today was some work for them on IXL. And so I love IXL because I really use it a lot for homework. It's just, it's not necessarily teaching something new. It can refresh them, but it's definitely helping them master. So what we've been going over the week, I gave each one of them their sheet with their IXL numbers that they were complete today. And guess what? It gives me, the teacher, not having to teach because they're doing it IXL. So Miles, I heard the rustle going on between him and his older brother, who is the opposite of Miles, in the sense of he's all things processes. He's his mom, and he is a high achiever. They both are, if I be honest with you. It's just different lanes, right? And so, you know, my oldest son has started his process. He does not want to be interrupted his process. And per him, he is in worship mode so that God can walk him through his process, okay? So Miles interrupted that process. That's number one. That's where we're going downhill. And then the bottom line is Miles interrupted it because he wanted his brother to give him the answer, which his brother kindly responded, do your own work, figure it out, and leave me alone. Can y'all see how this is going downhill? Like, really fast. So, you know, I get to Russell, and the bottom line is Miles is in a season, because I see it, and I teach him this all the time, that he is in a season that God is working on his attitude. And I tell him, I said, Miles, he's working on it through react or respond, right? Reaction will get another reaction. How you respond will get the same thing. It can actually diffuse it. It can actually, like, it can turn the whole thing away. Like, but a reaction most times, oftentimes, will, it depends on yours. And it can be an epic nightmare. And so he was so frustrated because what he was asking his brother, really, he shouldn't have bothered him. I had given him very detailed instructions, but Miles don't like process, right? No, why would I do the in-between stuff? I'm just trying to get to the end. So, you know, you were going to do IXL with no paper and pencil. No, I'm just going to get to the 100. You know, you were not going to hit help me on the thing. No, because I just want to get to the answer. But how is that working for you? It's not. You're not getting to the answer. And so as we had this discussion,
I began to tell him, I said, listen, here's the thing, because as I'm talking to him, y'all, his face is so tight. He's so upset. You can see the tears about to fall. And I told him, I said, Miles, you are in a season that God is working on your attitude. He's working on your attitude. And so I teach my children, and y'all, this is a little smorgasbord. It might be all over, but I'm going to get to why I say you are your child. But I want to help a parent here because I feel like this could also be a little bit of raising a kingdom leader or raising a change agent. I call my kids change agents because God has equipped them. They are going to bring change to nations, to I believe they are called to global work. And so we don't think at a high level, on a low level rather, in the Bartleys. And so I have to talk to Miles through practical examples. You have to tie life to his example because he is so smart and he thinks like he's already thinking like so far ahead, right? And so I always tell them that home is training camp. I tell them this all the time, all my kids, home is training camp. The things that I do, I don't do to annoy you. I am raising you for someone else. I am raising you for the future wife, future husband. I am raising you for the person who's going to invite you to a dinner. I am raising you for the job that you're going to sit on. I remind them all the time that this is training ground. And so what that also means is I want you to mess up here because I want to correct you. I want to get it right with you, then you done mess up out there and it's a greater cost and an embarrassment, right? And so I was telling him, I said, Miles, first of all, your attitude is so bad right now and you're so upset that he wouldn't help you. But the reality is you shouldn't have went to him because I had fully given you the instructions that you wanted to overlook because you just want to get to the end result without having to do your work. That does not work. Like I've told you that over and over, but one day it's going to click. Number two, you need to understand that your attitude matters. And I told him, I said, here's the thing. I tell you all the time, how you receive information is so important. I said, right now I'm talking to you. Now, let me stop for a minute. We have a process in my house that when they wake up, you know, they have their responsibilities, that they have their little sheet they check off. But what they must do, they can either do it as soon as they get up or as soon as they finish eating, but they must sit with God. That's a mandatory in our house because I remind them you are going to hit some roadblocks. You might have a hard time studying. Whatever. But what we believe is the Holy Spirit is a person and that he is here to aid and help us. That's what the word of God reminds us. He is a guide. And getting from math, graduating through math and getting through algebra and science and all the things, he already know the pathway. So why are we trying to figure it out? You have to do your work. But if you involve Holy Spirit, he will show you the best pathway to get from regular math to geometry or how to build a science project. Invite him. And here's the thing. I'm building that in them now because I want them as adults to understand, to involve him in every aspect of their life, who they date, the college decision they go to, taking, you have two job offers. I want it to be second nature before you even call your mom. God, what do you say? Holy Spirit, help me with this decision. I commit. I want it to be second nature to them. So how do you do that? Well, we have to teach our kids, right? It's so easy to say, like the Bible says in John 14, that he sent you a help when you talk to your help. No, show them. It doesn't make sense. And so with that, I also provide them real practical instructions and help them along that. And I let them know, look, I know it feels weird, right? Sitting in a room on the floor, talking to air, right? To someone you can't see. And you're like, I don't hear nothing. I don't hear anything. You will keep doing it. Because also he's building that relationship, right? And so anyway, that's a whole nother discussion as well. But he already knows this. So he said, Mom, I spent time with the Holy Spirit. I came out of his presence. I said, oh, you need to go back because I think you sure he came because not with this attitude, you know. So he was just kind of smirking. I'm like, no. I think you need to go back and talk to him because even though you might be challenged, then you would say, Holy Spirit, help me. You wouldn't come out and be scowling at your mother, right? So but through this conversation, I began to tell him, I said, Miles, seriously, what I need you to understand is process matters. And I said, for you right now is frustrating. Yes, because what you asked your brother, you could have went to your book and found, you could have hit the help button, but you want to eliminate process. You want to eliminate the thing that is going to equip you the most, because once you gain this information, it can never be taken from you. But when you don't know it, you're always at the mercies of someone else, i.e. your brother, or now maybe mom. But if you took the time to go through process, you are now equipped with that information. And then you can apply it to another method and another method, and you grow. But you're trying to get to an end result successfully. Okay, you're not even just trying to get through it. You're trying to get 100 without process. That's insanity. I said, furthermore, is how you're doing it, your attitude. And so I tell him all the time, I said, Miles, you're in a season that you have to understand that God is working on your attitude. He's working on that you have a teachable spirit, right? And I told him, I said, here's the thing. You are so super smart. You can do anything. I've seen you organize. I've seen you do all these things. You are phenomenal. But what I keep telling you is that this home is training ground. How you respond to your brother, how you react. You were fussing at him and yelling at him because he wouldn't give you. That's a reaction, because it's like you just want it and you want it now. You're looking at me upset because you're reacting to me. Right? I said, but here's the thing. What you're going to need to understand is, a chef, you're going to make this wonderful, whatever your signature item is. And there's going to be a customer that's going to come back and throw that thing on your food truck and say, oh, that's not warm enough. And I don't like that. I want my money back. And you're going to look at that sandwich and see the smoke coming from it, the cheese melted, everything perfect, and go, what the heck is wrong with them? You can't say that because the person behind you is watching, right? Are you going to react or respond? You're going to have to bite your tongue and say, I'm so sorry. I would love to make you another one. No, give me my money. Okay. Then you're going to say, here's your money. I said, because in that moment, God is maturing you. He's showing you real life of business, and your response in that one moment could cost you customers that's lined up behind her, right? I said, and at the end of the day, it's nothing wrong with the sandwich. Someone could taste your lemonade, drink the whole cup, come back and say, that wasn't good. It's like, but you drank the whole, like 8 ounces of it wasn't good, right? You get them their dollar back. I said, so here's the thing. It's all about your response. Your response can diffuse a situation, or you can react and ignite it, you know, and God is teaching you how to lean in on him and to recognize that anger rests in the bosom of a fool, right? So we're having this conversation. And I told him, I said, I'm trying to show you that you can never eliminate process. It is potent to your purpose. Whether the purpose is to learn this particular thing in math, or whether it's to become a better writer, whether it's to cook, you have to understand that process is so important. But how you go through the process is important. You can stand there scowling at me and go still get the answer. But the reality is, it's not really digesting, right? Because you're so upset. And so again, because I have to talk to him in practical terms, I said, you could be on the job and be their best worker. They can count on you to be on time. They can count on you to have those boxes organized. They can say, listen, Miles, if you gave him 7 boxes, they ain't going to be done in an hour. It's going to be done 30 minutes. But every time they give you feedback, they get a reaction. They get a face scowled up. And do you know that they will let you go and keep someone else who is just a hot mess, but just bubbly and will receive information, because no one wants to tiptoe around you. No one wants to work with someone who's not teachable, because you have to know that in every situation, season, atmosphere, whatever, growth is required. And so whether it's you've been doing it this way, it's been working, but someone else gives a suggestion and say, let's try it this way. But they're like all cringing because how is Miles going to respond? And he kind of chuckled and I broke him to laugh, y'all. But I said, you want to be teachable. You want that people understand not only is your work ethic through the roof, but man, his heart. Like, you know, I love that when I give him a suggestion, he's like, all right, no problem. I put it. I said, they don't want you scowling at them because they're going to just say, you know, hey, I don't want to have to deal with it, but let Miles know when he finished on an inventory to go. And you like, what? I'm their best worker. But yes, the other person is slower, but they can get them up to speed. But what they can't deal with is someone who's not teachable, who has a bad attitude and a disposition. So we had this talk. He kind of chuckled. So I said, with that, I want you to know that you can do anything, but your attitude matters. And your attitude determines the outcome and the altitude. If you're going to elevate, go higher, and reach the full potential that Christ has for you, it starts with having a great attitude. And that's what you need to ask Holy Spirit to help you with. Number two, you stop trying to skip steps. It doesn't work well for you. All it does is circle you back, and you don't like redoing things. So I would think you would figure that out. All right. So that's me and Miles. So you're like, Latrice, wow, this is some great nuggets, right? Mm-hmm. Until I go to lunch. Well, I went to work out. And so I did the first part of what I was working on my business. Now, you know, without giving out too much, because it's not time to kind of launch everything, you know, to tell everything. I was working on this piece that is crucial to my client experience, but it requires a lot of thinking, y'all. And I remember just sitting in the room and I'm like, I'm focused, right? I'm ready. I'm like, yes, okay, build this client experience, okay? And then about 30 minutes into thinking and strategically mapping it out, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm over this, right? And so now I'm surfing a little bit on the internet. Now I've left my team doc and the webinar and all the stuff. I'm just like looking out this side. So then I'm frustrated and I'm just like, you know, who can I pay to do this, right? Who, like, why do I need to do this? And so I'm looking for who I can pay, okay? And I'm on this particular website, and what I am doing for my clients, no one's doing, right? So I'm searching, so now I'm frustrated. I'm like, nobody does this? No, y'all. So I'm frustrated, and in quiet, it's like the Holy Spirit was like, if you would be still and sit down and build this thing out, you're building a model that you're going to teach others. You're trailblazing something, Therese, and it can't be outsourced. You must go through the process. Y'all, I am Miles. I was like, wait, what? And then I remember like immediately calling my best friend because I was just frustrated. I wanted to talk to her. And she couldn't talk, and I'm like, whatever. And as I sat there, I just kind of chuckled, and I was like, isn't it like God to have you teach a good nugget, good lesson, and then say, pot calling the kettle black, like you are the one. Yep, that was me. And so it was so funny as I sat there and I just said, it did not feel great. Right. And I feel how my son felt this morning, because the mental stamina that it's taking to map this out and strategize and put myself in the seat and the eyes and the shoes of my client on this level is so different, you know, and it just feels easier to just tell someone, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to get to do it. And here's the thing, at some level in the business, I might be able to do that. But in this stage, God is saying, no, I'm walking you through it. We're doing it together. And like I shared with Miles, what a beautiful opportunity. Do you all understand how so many people have to do business and they have to, they really do have to hire the market experts, and their businesses are in debt and they're searching for the master's class. But we as believers have the master's mind. Like, his mind is in us. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We just have to be teachable, right? Like I'm telling Miles, Latrice, we have to be teachable and not get frustrated because we are in a season too long. But instead, we have to settle in the season and say, Lord, show me what you're trying to teach me in this. And just sometimes take a moment, go for a walk, get a little coffee, or in my case, tea. But really take the time to say, you know what? I'm going to allow you, Holy Spirit, to show me. I'm going to allow and do business with you. And so number one, I said all of that because y'all know I like to talk. No, I really do love to talk, but I believe what I have to say is something great. So, but I wanted to share that because number one, I think, you know, hey, as parents, we don't get it right all the time. We can be hard on our kids, but I think by the title, I just wanted to just stop you for a minute and just say, you know, sometimes you are that child. And so it would be good after you have done what the Word of God said, because listen, it tells us to discipline them. Okay, we're going to discipline them. This thing is going to work something for them. It's working righteousness and peace and all this stuff, right? But I think that sometimes in our discipline, we might need to record ourselves and then hit play back to ourselves because that good advice we giving them, it works both ways. And sometimes we have to be reminded of these simple truths that we're trying to establish in them. We have to walk it out, right? And so for us, in that moment, it was just reminding me to be teachable. No, like building something is not easy, but what an advantage to build with the Holy Spirit, the one who knows everything. He is my help. He sees my business. He knows my clients. He knows everything about them and the work that I'm to do, and to sit patiently and be with a right attitude and wait for him to show me which way and how to map this experience out. What a testimony. What a glorious testimony. But it's a process, right? It's not an overnight thing. It's not, yes, I can tell somebody this is what I get to, and they're giving me their limited expertise. And I don't care if they have success stories of 7 and 8 figures, but it may not be for my client. And so I was reminded in that moment of my own tagline, God first, goal second. Like, no, you have to be patient. You have to get fit, focused, intentional, and tenacious to concentrate. What's the goal? I'm going to do this. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to put these steps in practice. And then I'm going to be tenacious. I'm going to focus. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give in. And I'm not going to take the easy way of outsourcing, which in Miles' way was doing what? It's like taking out that process, right? No, you, I pay you, you figure out the process. Yeah, but it might not be the one that God wants me to do. And so anyway, I don't know if that blessed you, but I just wanted to share with somebody, honey, you probably your child is you. You look at them shaking their head, just go look in the mirror and shake your head at yourself, because we did it. These kids got it, honestly. They got it right from us. So I pray that encourage you. I just wanted to tell you, get fit. All right. Listen, we are going to have to walk through process. Process is potent to our purpose. It's that key ingredient, right? Me and my best friend say all the time that our oil is thick. And what we mean by that is we know that we sit in the presence of God. We know we give him our best. We know that we don't play. We don't just get on social media and say, oh, what is everybody talking about? Okay, I'm a screenshot their message and now I go over here. No. We say, God, what do you want us to say to our podcast subscribers or whoever we're doing? And so when you understand that, right, it's like going into the hair store. You have that watered down stuff. You know, everybody got some growth oil. Okay. You know, I ain't saying that everybody didn't mix their stuff raw, but I'm just saying it's a lot of potent stuff. So people say, but we also know that thick stuff. You ever try? I mean, that for real stuff that you put one drop and your whole head greasy, you know, you need like literally a like tink. Not bloop, tink. Yeah, that's what it is with Christ. Like when we allow the Holy Spirit to do, it blows people mind. And it's like, how? And we can't even adequately explain. It's like you have to experience it to partner with the Holy Spirit and allow him to guide you in all things. And that's what we're teaching our kids. But we also have to remember grace, right? Like I had to just kind of make Miles laugh and tell him, listen, this process is potent because you have to learn research. You have to learn how to find the answer. Everything won't come easy. But at the same time, these are skills skills, right, that is going to aid you later. I had to remind him in real life terms, because I understand this, and being someone that hired and ran a team, I said, like, Miles, the worst thing is to have an educated fool. And I said, what does that look like? They have the degree title. Yes, they were sharp. They have no just common sense, like just core common sense. Is that a word? But I'm going to make it one. Core common sense. I said, in other words, like, oh, where do we get the paper? And you say, we have a closet. I forgot, I can't even think of the name right now, but you know, we have a resource closet where we keep all our supply closet. And then they come right back and say, I didn't see the paper. And you're like, okay, I looked on the second shelf. Okay, so there's 5 shelves in there and nothing told you. See, this core common sense to me to look up, down, to the side, right? Like, I need to get up from my desk and come walk you to the third and the fourth shelf. See, that's core common sense to me, y'all. Because it's like, maybe I was off. But if you're in the supply closet and this is where all the supplies are, does something in you say go up, go to the side, go down? Because that's like, I don't even know, that's critical thinking skills. I think that's just core common sense, right? That people don't have anymore. So anyway, that's my little spiel, my little tangent. But I was teaching him, you don't want to be like that, right? You want that even when they come back and they say, hey, I'm so sorry, Miles, I got sidetracked. And you go, oh, no problem. I figured if it was a closet here, I opened up the door and noticed that over there they had such a success. So I actually got me some and the other new hire one and we're ready. And they go, wow, proactive, like, went and got the other person something. I say, you see where this is going? Keeper. They're thinking keeper. Then you standing there waiting for them to walk you over. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just trying to train these kids up, y'all, not just for kingdom work, but so that they can really stand out in the marketplace. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord. But I just want to encourage somebody else who might be sitting like me. Whew. Girl, you are your child. All right, y'all be blessed. Bye.